Greetings, this is Trash Robot on Audio Boo, and this is just like a brief summary of website www.trashrobot.com, and it's about a movement and a growing kind of idea which is to help the environment and bring in a new technology, and it's going to take participation, and it's not just going to be about me. So let me just start by giving you a brief introduction with where it kind of started with the Trash Robot. So the Trash Robot is something that basically is been brought in due to the changing environment and having less time to do things, so it still hasn't come into fruition yet. So we need this robot around the house, not just for people like myself who would like a maid, but they're too kind of, they don't want to bring it in kind of thing. That you want this kind of robot there that's going to help you around the house, if not, even if it's just a symbolic robot to remind you, you know, to do your dishes, to keep your house tidy, to find out information about repairing your washing machine or going outside of the box and emptying it into the rubbish. So yeah, if you go over to www.trashrobot.com, you'll get an idea about the explorations that I'm going through within the information that's already available, and with my vision for what I kind of, you know, I want to see this happen before 2012. And it's not like that I'm kind of going through the who's that guy, that film, Will Smith. So we've got the iRobot thing. So I'm, you know, I was all with iRobot, and then he brought in this other film where the whole kind of, he was the only one left on the planet. What's that film called? So, you know, these robot things, they're there, and they, you know, they're going to be there to help, and they're going to help people to do stuff. But the main thing is, the reason why that we need this kind of reminder is because for the past year now, I've been trying to recycle my rubbish as best as what I can. I have bins provided by the council, and I have other kind of things that are going on, but I'm still struggling to separate the rubbish. I mean, I'm one of these lucky people who my council is very, very good, and they have this one bin system where you can just go to the bin and empty the rubbish into that one that needs recycling, into that one bin. But still, there's a lot of stuff that's getting thrown into the normal bin because it's either kind of wrapped in spaghetti, or it's got, you know, all kinds of herbs on it. And another thing as well, which is different to what it is here in Holland, for example, is this thing of bio waste. So we're not so good on the bio waste disposal. So if there was that kind of robot there that could kind of do all this stuff, maybe like in factories they have robots that are going through things, they're picking through it, and that they're looking at stuff to you know, put the tins go there, and the plastic bottles go there, which are all kind of good stuff. You'll find out more about it on the website, but you know, every day I'm going to be blogging for the next few weeks. So if you do go over to www.trashrobot.com, then if you have a decent browser on your internet, then you should be able to find the RSS feed. At the moment, I have not posted an RSS feed on there, but there is an RSS feed available. If for example, you have a RSS tracker, or you're using Flock as a web browser on to surf the internet, you can just click the orange RSS button, because it does show up on Flock. You can download Flock for free as well. That's FLOCK. So that's worth checking out alone anyway, even if you don't want to. And at the moment, the website, I'll be honest with you, is no frills whatsoever. But over the time, if you catch it now, you'll begin to see the growth of Trash Robot. So on that note, I thank you kindly, and I'll keep you posted here on Trash Robot, okay? See you later.